Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of imaginative prayer. This practice was developed by Ignatius of Loyola in the 1500s to help people come to know Jesus through imaginative interaction with Scripture. As we place ourselves in the gospel stories, God meets and interacts with each of us personally and uniquely. We become a participant in this story and then continue in the story in our heart, mind, imagination, spirit, and body after the reading ends. Now, over the last 6 weeks, we've observed Lent, which is the 40 days, not including Sundays, from Ash Wednesday to the Saturday before Easter. This season in the church calendar is often described as a time of preparation and an opportunity to go deeper with God and ourselves as we remember Jesus' death and resurrection. And so over these 6 weeks, we've practiced imaginative prayer with passages about Jesus' final days. And today, having observed Easter this past Sunday, we now get to celebrate the resurrection. Today, we're going to place ourselves in the story of Jesus raising from the dead from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. I will be reading through the story 4 separate times, inviting you during each reading to listen and pay attention to something specific as we ultimately move towards finding ourselves in the story. And so before we begin, I want to invite you to take some deep breaths and begin to cultivate stillness and awareness within. Now, during this first reading, I want you to simply listen to the story. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you in Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" Now, during this second reading, I want you to listen again and pay attention to more detail. Really notice things like, what's the setting like? What time of day is it? What are the mood and atmosphere like? How do people interact with one another? After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee. There they will see me." Now, during the third reading, I want you to begin to feel yourself in that place. Who or what are you? Are you a person? What are you doing, thinking, or feeling? Use your senses. I mean, what are the sounds and smells? What are the emotions that rise up in you or in others? Just simply find yourself in the story and pay attention. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" Now, in this final reading, I want you to experience the story as the person or object you identify with. So again, find yourself in that place and really allow yourself to experience all there is to experience. And when the reading ends, let the story continue to unfold within you, in your imagination, in your mind and heart, as the person or object you are, until you hear me say, "Amen." After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" Amen. Now I want to invite you to take some time and consider your experience. How did you relate to the story? Did it stir up any thoughts or feelings? Maybe spend some time journaling about it. What might God be saying or inviting you into as a result of your experience? I encourage you to allow this experience to stay with you as you move into your day and week. Pay attention, stay curious, and ask the Spirit to illuminate and reveal itself to you.